Well, I had the privilege as a high school kid, Glendale High School, of playing baseball for Jack Watson. And he became the athletic director and baseball coach here at Arizona Western, offered me an opportunity to continue my education and play college baseball. It had always been my dream to play college ball and professional baseball, and Jack was one of the he was my mentor. He was like a second father to me. I came to Arizona Western initially just to play baseball, but found a great learning environment. I majored in business here, received an associate degree, still have fond memories of the teachers that were here that were my professors. Dr. Barnes was the first president of Arizona Western College, and you can look it up. And he was very, he seemed to be very supportive of extracurricular activities, drama, theater, athletics, all of those kinds of things. I lived on campus. I lived in Dianza Hall. Really enjoyed it. And one of the great things that happened there, the two halls, as you know, and they were the only dorms on campus at that time, were parallel to one another. And apparently some of the guys in the men's dorm in Dianza were, or at least the men's side, weren't completely covered at nights with their lights on and their shades open. And so the girls' side of Keno Hall put up a sign saying, "Course in Human Anatomy, not appreciated." And the guys retorted by putting up a sign saying, "Course in Human Anatomy, not required." And I thought that was the kind of disposition the students had. Everyone was new here. Of course, at the time, the junior college system in Arizona was not as replete as it is now. And so Western was one of the few junior community colleges at the time. We had students here from Coconino County, from the White Mountain area, from Phoenix, Tucson. I had teammates from all of those parts of the state, as well as quite a few out-of-state athletes that were here. We had just a great time, tremendous education. That moved me to be able to enroll at Brigham Young University, where I got both my bachelor's and master's degrees, and ended up, after playing minor league baseball, coaching at Brigham Young for 23 years. I retired there after 30 years, and my wife, I met her at BYU. She retired as the associate dean of the law school at BYU. Arizona Western College was the foundation of those educational opportunities that my wife and I had through the years. So I've got just great memories of AWC. I come back here every year in January for this old-timers baseball game, and I'm still just 29 years of age, even though I was here 49 years ago as an Arizona Western Matador.